such a lovely song. You just listened to Queen. I didn't play that. But this is The Dark Train, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll also go ahead and read the PSA, as I do always, so that it doesn't get in the way. And the PSA is called Food Not Bombs. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information on the web, visit foodnotbombs.net. This has been a public service message from Food Not Bombs, dedicated to creating a sustainable future for communities and the environment. On my way to the radio station, I was listening to Lover Medley by The Doors, and I think it will be a great start for today's show. So let's go ahead and give that a listen. Let me figure out what aux I am on. Okay, aux 2. I hope this will play well. So to reiterate, this was Lover Medley by The Doors, and now we have Money by Pink Floyd.
definitely was in the right.
Yeah, it's definitely like geezers cruising for bruising.
So this song is School by Supertramp.
Thank you.
coming along.
So 2 weeks ago, I went to TD Garden in Boston to see Tame Impala, and the opening was great. It was this queer artist, and I remember their name. Okay, it was Jungle Pussy. It was amazing. And then before Tame Impala was on stage, they were playing the Four Horsemen, and I realized that I forgot about that song. So now we're going to listen to The Four Horsemen by Aphrodite's Child, and I hope you all enjoy it.
Best.
So this week we had our spring break, and me and my good friend Will, we decided to go to Austin, Texas to take some photos. And Will was like, oh, like Texas or like Austin is apparently the music capital of the world. And I was like, isn't that a little too bold? But so we went there. The first day it was super humid and it was raining. And we were like just hanging around. I was looking at places to take like photos at. I've been like visiting all these street photographers websites and all. And then we learned about the 6th Street, which is where it is in downtown, and lots of bars are located on that street. Also in the surrounding streets, like the 5th, 7th. And we go there the first night. First of all, everywhere is open till 2, which is great when compared to Boston, because you are lucky to find a place that closes at 1. And it's usually pretty dead by then. So we were like, this sounds amazing. So we listened to the music, we did bar hopping, and everywhere, like literally in everywhere, there was live music going on. They were playing rock, they were interpreting known songs in their own ways, they were sometimes playing their original music, and I was in awe. And we've been to many, many places. So one night, and then the first night, we missed the last bus, which was around like midnight, so we had to Uber back. And our Uber driver was listening to You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC. So that is why I would love to play that song for you all now. before we listened to this song, so I was like completely out of it, but I want to talk more about my experiences, because the song that you probably recognize, Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division, I'll talk about that in a little bit. But so we were exploring the city, and then one day we decided to like go to the other places except for the downtown, because we were like, there's probably life out there too that we don't know about. So we were waiting at the stop, and we realized that the crosswalks were covered in rainbow, so like they were fully colorful. And we were looking around, we were seeing lots of LGBTQ plus flags, and we were like, oh, is there like a queer scene here? Because I think I was a little prejudiced. I was like, I don't think like that would be, like that scene would be that obvious, like we won't be able to find it. But apparently not. It's like a little corner in downtown again, but like near the like border of the downtown, I would say. Maybe some will disagree, but so there were these venues, Rainbow on the 4th, or Rain on the 4th, Oil Can Harry, a couple of other places. Some of them had bad reviews, like people were like, my phone was stolen, so don't ever go in there. But first we went to a saloon. It was great experience. Also, like, what I loved the most was everybody freaking smoked. So we were at the terrace of this saloon, and I go to the bartender and ask, like, can I smoke in the corner? Because in some venues we've seen some people smoking, like, because there was no ceiling and it was open air, people tend to like go to the corner and smoke. And I was like, is it possible to do that here? Because I really would love a cigarette with my cold beer. And she was like, oh yeah, like you can smoke anywhere, don't ever worry about it. And I was like, what? So that was the beginning of the first experience. Also, I discovered these Camels. They're packaged. I usually roll my own, but these packaged cigarettes come without a filter. And apparently their tobacco is so good that they don't need, they don't feel the need to hide it with filter. So I got my like second pack. So I've been here in the States for 3 years. And when I first arrived, I didn't have enough Turkish tobacco with me. So I like had to buy some American Spirits tobacco. Also one time I was like, this is like my kind of fast food, so I'm just gonna get a pack of American Spirits. Also at the point it was like, oh, it's like this amazing American cigarette, but I honestly don't like American Spirits at all. But yeah, I got like my first pack when I was a first year, when I was in my first year. And then I think this is the second time I'm purchasing my own pack, and it of course like melted by the time I got here. So I heard that Harwood Square, the famous, I don't remember their name, but it starts with an L, and they also sell like card games or like board games and stuff, cigars, tobacco. So I'll try to find it here. I don't remember what I was talking about. Oh, Oil Can Harry. So what we did was we went there. So apparently there's a drag show maybe every night, but at least like twice a week, I think. And they're amazing people. Don't forget to bring cash with you to tip them. But yeah, it was a great experience. And then on our last night, we went to the Moody Amphitheater to see Beach House perform. And I don't know who the opening band was, but they were like playing some mystic shit, and I really enjoyed it. Maybe if I do my research and I don't forget about it, I'll play some of their songs in my next show, which is two weeks from now. because that's a bi-weekly show. I'm very, very busy, unfortunately. But so maybe we'll listen to them too. But once again, before Beach House showed up, they were like playing music, of course, to keep entertaining us. And they played Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division. So you kind of heard the beginning of the song, but I feel like I've been talking for some time now, so I am sure that you all forget about that song. So yeah, now we'll listen to Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division. Okay, so more about Austin. Austin is a great city because, first of all, everyone loves being photographed, and I love photographing people. So, like, great compatibility. I bet CoStar won't be able to predict this far. I'm like remembering things. So on our first night, I already mentioned that like we were going to places on the 6th Street, and there was this bar called Shakespeare, and on the upper part, like, yeah, I don't know what it's called, but some stand-up was going on. When we first got there, there was this person who was like kind of joking about Kardashians and like kind of body image, but it was like funny in a sense. And he was the funniest person that night. So like we started very like at the steepest part of the curve, and then we just went downwards. Everybody was like less funnier than the first, and then at some point I was like being picked up on because Will and I were the only two people who were there and were not performing because what I actually loved was they had big beer barrels and people were like standing around it. There were like stools. And everybody had a little cute notebook with their jokes written in. So like if you looked around, you could tell who was performing and who was not based on whether somebody had a notebook or not. And everybody had one. And at some point there were these two girls who sat at the barrel that was the closest to the stage. And the announcer lady was like, they were like looking at their phones, laughing at something. And she was like, oh, you now gotta show me what you showed to your friend. And like she was picking up on them. And then they got scared and then they left. And the lady continued joking about them even after they left, which was funny. And then there was this guy who was performing and he was like, I'm looking for love. Like, and then he saw us and everybody thinks we're a couple. Literally everybody. And he was like, are you a couple? I was like nodding my head, no, we're not. And he was like, do you think I'm like attractive? And I was like staying silent because what can I say? I don't want this man hitting on me, but I also couldn't do anything, so I was just like staying silent. And he was like, I'm taking this as a no. And I was like, no, like you're good. And he was like, I don't believe you. So at that moment I actually wanted to stand up and leave, but then I was like, okay, I'm not gonna be the person who got scared. Also, these people need audience. Like, people who are performing can't be the only audience, and it is very hard to make people laugh because it is not like you're in a natural setting, so you pick up on things. Like, you have a big spotlight on you and everybody else is silent and you're trying to, without like communication, like single way communication, and like you are trying to catch something and like make people laugh. But and later on we were like kind of bored, and not bored, but I don't think I had enough alcohol at the moment to laugh or like have fun. So we were like, the place across us called the Blind Pig, they were playing some great live music. And I actually noted down the band's name because I'm going to send them the photos I took. So the band is called A Proper Tuesday. And at some point they were playing their own interpretation of Big Love. It was more like hard rock, maybe even metal, or just like more rock than how Fleetwood Mac is. But for that reason, I'm going to play Big Love now, and I hope you all enjoy it.
So still, oh, I build you a kingdom in that house on the hill. Looking out for love, big, big love. You said that you love me and that you always will. Oh, you begged me to keep you in that house on the hill. Looking out for love, big, big love.
So we stayed at a motel, and it was like, it was worse than the dorm I'm staying right now at the university. And I think like wherever you stay should not be worse than your dorm, but it was an experience. It was something that I've always seen in movies, so I wanted to experience that. But it was kind of terrifying because I was like one night smoking. So we were on the upper portion. It was like a rectangle, but like one of the long sides were missing, kind of like that open space. But so one night I was smoking outside. And so first of all, in Texas, everybody has big trucks, big Jeeps. And people were like pulling in. I was like, I don't know what is happening. I don't know why everybody is awake at this moment. So there was one guy on the stairs. He was smoking. One guy that was like two doors ahead of me, he was smoking. And the guy who was staying next in the next room went out for a smoke. There was like a father and son. They were carrying golf things. I don't know what they're called because I never played golf, but golf equipment, let's say. And like there were also some cars parking, driving around. I was like, people are not sleeping, which is great. So my I had like blood stains on my sheet. At least we had like hot water and stuff, but yeah, it was weird. At least our location was good, and we were like, there's this, I think my favorite place so far was the Star Cafe. So the moment you enter, you feel like you're in a psychedelic trip. The food is amazing. The plates are like huge, but most importantly, the staff is great. So there's one man and another man working there, and first day we went there, something was playing on the TV. So this place is next to the highway. So it's like where everybody just stops briefly there for like a quick meal or something. But as I said, like the meals are very delicious and prepared with love, I'm gonna say, because people there were super friendly. So what was I saying? I kind of forgot. I was like, oh, okay, now I remember. So there was something on the TV, and I was like looking at it. It's like, I recognize this. And they were playing, they were showing The Mirror by Tarkovsky at like 11 a.m. in the morning. I was like, is this it? Like, is this really The Mirror, or am I just like misinterpreting it? And the guy was like, oh yeah, it's The Mirror, because I really love like Tarkovsky. And I was like, very cool, like I've never expected to see that here. And like on our final day, we also wanted to go there for a final meal, also like show them our support, because I'll talk more about it in the next show, but there was like this weird dude who was calling Tito to bring him some vodka, donuts, and his sunglasses, and like a script of a movie or something. But he was like interacting with everybody. I think he was on something, but I'm not sure. So on our last day, which was yesterday morning, we went there, and they were like showing a movie with like slaughtered people and animals. I didn't care. I don't mind those things while I'm eating, but like a weird combination. So anyways, I mentioned that the staff was super friendly, but everybody I met in Austin was so friendly. The night we went to Oil Can Harry's, a drag queen literally like approached me, and she was like, you are so pretty. And Will was like, if a drag queen comes to you just to say that you're pretty, like, I don't know. you should be pretty. And I was like, thank you. But I was also feeling myself that night, because so Austin is composed of like vintage shops, bars, and I don't know, maybe some other few things, but these are the most prominent, I think, things in Austin. So I actually got myself like a pair of Cole Girls pants, like, you know, the one without the butt part. So I was wearing that because when we first went there to Oil Can Harry's, it was like 8, and they were like, come back at 9 because that's when the show is starting. So we actually decided to go back home to change because I was wearing shorts and it was kind of chilly. And the bouncer was like in all leather. So I was like, I have something now to fit into the setting of this place. So that's what I did. And then once the show was over, so there's also a thing called the black room where photography is not allowed. We kind of didn't stay until then because there was this other venue across the road called Cedar Street Courtyard. And so Will and I were like, where are all the college kids? Because we've never seen them. But in Cedar Street Courtyard, there was this big band like consisting of like 10 people maybe. And they were performing and it was like either like people who are older than 50 or people who are younger than, let's say, 23, because every bouncer in Austin IDs every freaking buddy. Like there would be like dudes who have like white hair and they do be asking for their IDs, which was funny kind of. But so I think Cedar Street Courtyard, like the vibes were great. I would say, yeah, it's where we saw most college kids at. But again, amazing stuff. I was like offered free shots and like, yeah, I don't know. It was nice. So what I want to play, how many minutes do we have? Okay. I am like now considering whether I should be talking for a minute and a half to announce the station ID or just go ahead and play it. I think I'll just go ahead and play Black Magic Woman by Santana because that is how I kind of feel like.
I need you so bad, magic woman, I can't.
So we are about to listen to our last song because unfortunately my show is coming to an end. So this is the Dark Train, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Also, like, I've been doing this for 3 years now, but every time people like respond to my story or be like, I'm listening to you right now, like, thank you so much for playing this song. And then people say like they miss me, my high school friends, like all the way from Turkey. I just don't know what to feel. But yeah, I also want to give a shout out to Annika, who like tuned in today, and she is gonna give me a little haircut today because I have so many dead ends. Like, Austin's son made me realize that my hair is not doing well. I hate it because I wanted to grow it longer, but I don't know how people get it long, because every time it gets to a certain length, I realize I have just dead ends that I need to chop off. So because we are kind of running out of time, I think we can do Uncle Remus by Frank Zappa because it's like 2 minutes and 50 seconds long. So thank you everyone for tuning in. I hope I see you again in 2 weeks. Love you all. Goodbye.